Gary Ingle and Netball have launched their new strategy for the next couple of years. So what feedback have you had so far?
Oh, it's been really great, and it's been really well received. I think that's really testament to the inclusion of those key participants from across the country being involved in its planning and pulling together the objectives. So it's been really well received. It's been great.
From your point, was something like this being needed for some time?
Well, I mean, we were coming off the back of the last funding cycle with a really comprehensive strategy that I inherited from my predecessor. But the game since that strategy was written has moved on in such a way. I mean, it's really unrecognisable in a certain way, netball as a sport. So we needed to ensure that the officials, the umpires, technical officials and assessors and tutors were moving at the speed that the sport was. So that was the reason that we brought in a lot of, you know, new detail to the strategy up to 2021.
You'll be working in tandem with Sean Daly then. So how's that working from the planning point of view?
It's been great to work with Sean. I mean, she brings a wealth of experience from her previous role into this one as well. And she's well established as a coach and team manager with England Netball. But the good thing between the two strategies is that the starting points that we had probably 10 or 11 months ago were working off the same pillars. So if people read both of the strategies side by side, they'd be able to see the parallels that are drawn between the two and that they're underpinned by very similar pillars. And likewise, part of my strategy was to look at the attitudes from other sports. And it was good to see that the motivations and requirements for a lot of officials were similar across the sports. But likewise, to bring it back to coaching, a lot of the things that those participants want, both coaches and officials, are similar as well. So it was a good, you know, a good collaborative piece of work.
Was there anything like this when you first started with your journey in the sport?
Yeah, there was. I mean, don't forget, I inherited all of this really off of the fantastic foundations that Sheila Redpath put in place for over 30 years. Yeah. And I mean, the last page of this strategy actually acknowledges those foundations, and it acknowledges the journey that we've been on. And without that, you know, without those foundations, we've never been able to do what we've done, and we would never be as successful as a country as we are within officiating. But that's exactly where that comes from. They are foundations, and now we're building on the next phase of netball, bringing it into the 21st century and looking forward to try and meet the demands of the growth of the game and try and come up with some really new things, new and interactive things going forward.
We can't fail to look at Netball World Cup next year. There was obviously the swell of players as England won that gold. Are you hoping for something similar with coaches?
So I think the attraction from that gold medal has meant that we've got 130,000 new participants, and all of those new netballers are going to need umpires. So part of the strategy this time is to focus going forward to ensure that we can bring in, I think it's around 1,250 new umpires a year in qualification. Now, we do enough for the courses currently to meet that demand, but one of the things that we don't do well, both England Netball and the regions and counties, is convert those learners from attending a course to actually finishing the process and getting qualified at the end. So if we manage to start converting more umpires from course to final qualification, we should exceed all of those targets. But obviously, it's easy for me to say it. The work that needs to be undertaken to make that a reality is going to be hard.
We saw the Sports Person of the Year award. Nice that it's finally getting that recognition on a wider scale.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I have this reputation of being quite a stern figure in netball,
surely,
but
not.
This is the second time that netball's reduced me to tears in a year, and it was just, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, to come away, we were tipped for three. To come away with two just exceeds anything that we've ever seen in netball before. In previous years, we've not even made the review montage. So I did tweet on the night, well, we're in the montage. This is the first step. And then to just see this happen, I mean, I'm just so proud of the Roses and the work that Tracy did, specifically as the coach, But again, the company, England Netball as a company, always exceeded participation targets and things like that. But we needed this exposure and to be catapulted to a whole new audience. So everything just seems to be working well for England Netball and the England Netball team. It's a great, a great combination, and it's just catapulted us to places that we've never been before.
The Team White group for 2019's been announced. Are you pleased with it? Solid group?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is we've got very little change a Super League squad this year, which I mean, it can only mean that the consistency is going to be the thing that is different from last year. Compared to the umpiring performances last year, all of the umpires assessed, and the average score came down by one whole point last year. So we recognise that the umpires are getting better in this country. And again, the main indicator for that is the mark of consistency, so that the teams know we're going to get week in, week out, but also the consistency between the two umpires on the court. I think that's really important, because it just means that the teams can quickly settle into their flow, and there aren't too many surprises around the corner. So I'm absolutely delighted with the depth and the experience within the pool. In terms of world netball, we've got the highest concentration of international umpires in our pool, which is fantastic. So just it's just an indication of the credibility of the Super League and how it is used to develop umpires at an elite level.
And last season, maybe not as noticeable in the stands, but how have players been with their, shall we say, cheekiness of the odd little nudge here and there? Are they getting better?
Yeah, I mean, I think the as I said previously, netball has, even in the 20 years that I've been umpiring, netball is completely different to the sport that we've seen now, than what we saw back then. And the physicality and the challenges and the fight, let's say, that players have to win, always inside of the rules. We very rarely have any serious disciplinary issues, but I think it's testament to their fitness. I mean, good God, if I was pitched against any netballer in this country or in this league in a fitness test, they'd beat me hands down. And I think that just ensures that they're able to compete against each other in a more physical way than they've ever done before. And again, that the way in which that umpire it, the way in which that's umpired sets them up to be tough on the world stage as well. If umpires are playing more contest, it means that they're going into international competition tougher than they ever were before.
Gary, you've been at the top of your game as a official for some time now, so is there much time to reflect back and think, yeah, I was in charge of that game, I was in charge of that one?
I think the reflections. I'm proud of the things that I've achieved in the sport, but I'm always quite matter of fact about it, that appointments are made on neutral appointments. So that's not to say that I was ever the best umpire at the tournament. I might well have been, but there's the umpires are appointed neutral. So I'm proud of those I'm proud of those matches. But again, I think the biggest thing that I am proud of in my career is the 10 consecutive Super League finals that I've umpired. That's really, for me, that's shown a level of consistency across a decade of umpiring, at the top in England. And that's something that I'm most proud of. With regards to match by match, after every match, I'm probably doing about 4 hours analysis on the decisions, and that's every decision that I make in a match. And whether or not it was right or wrong, that then gives you a real sort of statistical overview of what you've done in that game, and it tells you how successful or unsuccessful you were. And I always work on the basis that as long as it's better than the shooting stats, then we're all right. Umpires have been allocated for the first 9 rounds based on last year's performance, and then second half of the season is based on how well you do in the first half. So we always work on the basis that you're only guaranteed the first half of the season, and you'll be appointed to the right games in the second half based on how you perform.
The season ahead as well. I mean, Kat's going to be back for Sirens, and Mavs have made changes. Obviously, Serena's back as well, so it's said every year, but wow, what a league.
Absolutely, and it's getting better and better. And I mean, I just, that netball is as credible in this country as it is in Australia and New Zealand. And it is fantastic to see people like Catherine Latu come over. Tuvati, sorry, I'll get shot by that next time I see
Oh,
her.
it's
Yeah, but again, Serena. I mean, I bumped into Serena at an England training session a couple of weeks ago, and I was there to mentor some umpires. And you do have to realize with Serena that you can get sucked into actually watching her because she is absolutely outstanding. And not that you're actually there to do a job. And that's one of the biggest kind of compliments you can give to a player, that you forget you're actually umpiring and you're not actually watching. But those are the big names coming back. I mean, we've got hundreds of fantastic players in here. And I think sometimes people are critical of the draw of the Suncorp Super Netball, that we lose the top 10 players in the country. But again, the results on the international court prove that it makes sense. But likewise, that provides opportunities for the next wave of players coming through, and gives them opportunities to perform at the highest level in the country they live in. Who knows, that they might actually get the opportunities going forward. It wasn't too long ago, 2015, I think, that Helen Housby was playing in our league. As a relative newcomer, slots a shot to win the 2015 Super League final, and then next year is pulled into play in Australia. So it absolutely gives those players that credible option to make netball their career, and it's fantastic.
I cried that day as a Storm supporter, but we'll move on.
It was a great game. It was an even
It
better
was a
advantage
great
that
game,
got
I'll
that ball
admit
to the
that. Yes, it
circle.
was. Well, there's plenty of information now online. How can we find out more? Just England Netball website?
Yeah, so I mean, it's easy. Everyone Google searches. If you Google search England Netball officiating, one of the things we've worked really hard on within officiating is to make sure the answer to most questions that you would ever ask about officiating is all on that website, all of the resources, pointing people to our FAQ document, which is basically questions about the game, all indexed. So, if you've got a problem with obstruction or anything like that, just search the term obstruction and there'll be about 20 questions on that that will be able to help you get the answers that you perhaps need. Or ask the question of England netball officiating and we'll get the answer open and closed pretty sharpish.